It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. In March, the StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative visited Las Cruces. Every Monday, we're presenting portions of the interviews conducted during the visit. Today, Gulf and Iraq War veteran Michelle Murray, who was interviewed by her son, Kendall.
My recruiter was so excited about this job, and this movie Patriot Games had just come out. And he says, I'm so excited because I get to offer you this particular job, this Patriot job, because I don't get a lot of people who come in here that qualify for it. And I said, Patriot, what is that? Because when I originally enlisted before the Gulf War, so we hadn't discovered all these cool things about Patriot yet. And he said, have you seen the movie Patriot Games? And I said, yeah. And he says, remember that big room with all the electronics? And when it came time for war, they had to talk to the main character. That will be you. And I said, sign me up. Yes, I want to do that. And my job was anything but that. But but yeah. And should he be listening anywhere, Geraldo McFarlane, thank you for that.
Oh, wow. Tell me about Shock and Awe. Was that a...
So I got promoted to Staff Sergeant on March 1st of 2003. And I worked in the intelligence section. And I helped with, like, route reconnaissance, enemy intelligence. You know, I was one who looked at the intel and interpreted it on whether or not Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. March 8th, 2003, there was an accident, and we had a soldier die. He was actually younger than you, and it bothered me so much because I remember I had just briefed him, and all he wanted to do was call his mother. And when he died, it was a difficult thing for many reasons, the least of which was the fact that we were responsible for dealing with his body with no body bags. So that was on March 8th, so we were dealing with that. And then on March the 9th, I'll never forget this. I was sitting in a room, and we had our field computers, and I'm sitting there working, and I get what you guys would call a chat message now that says, the ground war will begin at 0000 hours on 19 March. And I remember, like, where my office was, it was set up kind of like this. And I walked out and I walked down the hall to where the other platoon sergeants were. Because mind you, I just got promoted. So I'm like brand new to this platoon sergeant thing. I went from having 3 people that I was responsible to 53 people I was responsible for. And when I say responsible for, I mean their life, to bring them back home to their families. Mm-hmm. So I go next door to the other platoon sergeant, and I was like, am I the only one that got this? Is this a joke? What's happening? And everybody jumped up. They were like, no, it's really happening, and we have a brief. Well, I was the briefer. So you can imagine I was taken aback to not know that the ground war is about to begin, and I'm the one who gives the briefs, right? And so somebody from CENTCOM, who's our higher headquarters, came in, and our CENT came in to tell us the logistics. The one bit that didn't sit well with me was the fact that we were instructed not to tell our soldiers that we were going to war, and we were not to tell them that we were going into Iraq. And I went and talked to the supply sergeant, and I said, hey, you know what? We need to do an inventory. You already ordered the rations and water and all this stuff, right? And she said, what? And she says, no, we don't have anywhere to put that. And I said, but weren't you told? And yeah, I was told, but we don't have anywhere to keep that tarp. That's why it angers me when you don't do what I tell you to do. So anyway, she didn't order it, and I wasn't allowed to tell her we're going to war. All I know is that I have about 2,000 soldiers who are not going to have enough food and water now, and people are going to be shooting at them. One of the things that happened when we came through customs was the Saudi Arabians seized a lot of our ammunition. They took it from us. So now we're going to war, and we don't have adequate food and water, and we did not have enough ammunition. So if you've ever heard of the 507th Maintenance Company, Jessica Lynch, all of them, they were our subordinate unit. And one of the reasons they got captured is because we didn't have ammunition, and we couldn't order it at this point because we're just a couple days out from the war. And there was nothing we could do to fix it. And I remember when it first happened, they were like, you got to keep that in-house. Don't let the media get a hold of the fact that this happened at this unit. And I said, well, why? And they said, well, because America's not ready to see moms and daughters coming home in body bags. You know, it was very emotional, very tense. It was new for Patriot. That Patriot had never been the forefront of, you know, entrance into a country like that. But as a soldier, you know, you pray you never have to do your job, but when you have to do your job, you're going to go do it well.
To listen to this segment, as well as the full interview with Michelle Murray and other StoryCorps interviews, go to the StoryCorps page in the local radio section at krwg.org. Funding for this segment is provided by the Heritage Assisted Living, taking COVID-19 precautions and offering specialized care for residents, accepting admission in their 3 sanitized houses. More information at 575-525-9215 or heritage-lc.com.